主，大家平安。
Thank God and peace to you all.
那我们在忙完了一个星期的工作以后，又能够来到神面前，守安息日，敬拜神，领受神的祝福。
So that after a week of labor and busyness, we can come here on this Holy Sabbath day to enjoy the rest.
我们今天早上跟大家来谈谈有关家庭的生活。
And this morning, I'd like to discuss with you regarding kind of our family life.
我们看到神起初创造天地以后，最后就是造人。
We know that after God created everything in this universe, He created man.
为人类设立了家庭。
And He established family for mankind.
成为人的一个孕育，能够享受人间温暖的一个场所。
So that men can enjoy the warmth of this world through this family.
所以当神为人类设立了婚姻的制度以后神曾经说他看到他所做的一切都相当的美好。
And after God instituted marriage on this earth, He viewed everything as very great.
那我们看到魔鬼破坏神的工作就是从家庭婚姻制度开始。
But we know that one of the ways for Satan to disrupt our life is through our family, through our marriage.
那我们看到现在的社会当中有很多婚姻失败、家庭破裂的例子。
And that's why in this world today, we see a lot of broken marriages and a lot of broken families.
所以很多的慈善机构甚至美国的好几位总统他们一直在强调重建家庭的价值。
And there are many charitable organizations, even some of the presidents of the United States have placed a stronger emphasis in reestablishing the concept of family.
因为这个家庭破坏了以后，跟着社会就会造成问题。
Because once a family is broken, there are a lot of social problems that arise.
社会的道德堕落这个国家的国势就会跟着衰落下去。
And with the decline in morality, the country also goes into decline.
这是我们从整个人类的历史当中所看到的情形。
And this is actually a trend we can see throughout human history.
所以古时候有很多非常强大的国家，后来因为道德的堕落甚至他们最后就整个国势就软弱下来，整个国家就灭亡掉。
If we look at history, there were many great powers in the ancient times that went through that were destroyed due to decline in morality.
那我们尤其一个基督徒我们对家庭的价值、家庭的意义还要重新的认识。
So as Christians, today we must come to a recognition of the value and meaning of family.
然后按照圣经的教训来建设一个美好的家庭生活。
And through the teaching of the Bible to establish a lovely family life.
我们知道我们要创办一个事业我们都要投下很多的心力。
We know that if we ever want to start a business, we must invest in a lot of our time and effort.
好好的经营才能够有成果。
And we must diligently manage this business in order to make it successful.
好像你有一块田地你也要花了很多的心力去经营耕种。
For example, if you're a farmer, if you have a piece of land, you must spend a lot of time and effort to
toil this land. 能够长出非常美好的果实来。
In order to reap great harvest.
这个家庭的生活也是一样。
And it's the same with family life.
虽然我们听过一些童话故事。
Even though we've heard a lot of fairy tales.
公主那个王子跟那个公主结婚了以后他们就过了快乐闲生一样的生活。
We know that a prince and a princess, they get married and they live happily ever after.
但是我们知道那个是童话故事
And we know that this is only a fairy tale.
事实上一个幸福美满的家庭也是要花很多的精神去经营建造。
But for every happy and joyful family, family members actually spend a lot of time to nourish that family.
好像我们在经营事业一样才能够有好的成果。
Just like the time and effort we spend in nurturing a business, the same way we must do it for our family.
今天早上就谈两点呢。
This morning I'd like to bring up two points.
我们要认识夫妻相爱的道理。
We must first recognize the love between the husband and wife.
啊，第二个就是要知道怎样来教导我们的儿女。
And second is to know how to correctly teach our children.
啊，当然其他，比如说啊，怎样开创一个啊家庭的经济啊，啊怎么经营事业啊，这个。好，我们以后有时间我们再谈。
But in terms of how to manage the family financials, then we'll talk in topics such as these. We'll talk about them in the future.
啊，夫妻啊是建设家庭的基础。
So husband and wife are the foundation of establishing a family.
啊，是人际之间的关系啊，啊最先的开始。
And it is the initial, it is the beginning of any sort of interpersonal relationship.
啊，常常有人用一个比喻啊，说如果有一个人啊，带着太太跟孩子啊去啊划船呢、啊。
Somebody used a parable, that for example, there's this, this man. He brought his wife and his children to go.Kayaking.
啊，太太孩子都掉在水里面，你要先救谁啊
？And if your wife and your kids all fall into the water, who would you rescue first?
啊，当然，一般的人说啊，太太没有了，再娶就有了。
Some people in this world would say, "Oh, if I lose my wife, I'll just marry, I'll just find another woman."
那事实上啊，从圣经里面的观念呢、啊？啊，这样是不正确的。
But if you look at this example from the biblical view, this answer is incorrect.
夫妻之间的关系啊最重要。
The relationship between husband and wife is more important.
是人际关系啊最开始。
And it's the beginning and the most important interpersonal relationship.
啊，因为要有一个健全的家庭啊，要有从这个健全的夫妻关系开始。
And to have a wholesome family life, you must have a very wholesome, perfect, husband and wife relationship.
所以圣经里面说啊，神一开始造了一个伊甸园。
So the Bible in the beginning says God, established this garden.
啊，然后把亚当就放在伊甸园里面。
And put Adam in this garden of Eden.
说亚当在这个伊甸园里啊，找不到配偶。
And said that.Adam cannot find a partner in Garden Eden.
有很多很多的动物啊，可以当他的玩伴。
There were a lot of animals in Garden Eden who could be his playmates.
所以亚当可以把各样的动物跟他起名哦，这个叫做狮子，这个叫做老虎。
So Adam was able to name all the animals, calling some of them lions.
啊，这些动物啊，这个就变成他的名字。
And some of them tiger, and these names became what we call these animals.
他说，虽然有那么多动物啊，但是亚当找不到一个配偶来帮助他。
And even though there were so many animals in the Garden of Eden, he couldn't find a true lifetime partner.
啊，因为不同类啊，啊，所以也找不到一个谈心的对象。
And because there were different kinds of animals from human beings, he couldn't find someone to talk to.
后来神就让他沉睡。
So God allowed him to fall into deep sleep.
从他的肋骨啊，取出一根来。
And from his rib, he took out one piece.
然后为他造一个配偶夏娃。
And made Eve in to be his partner.
啊，神把夏娃带到亚当的面前啊，亚当很感动。
And when God brought Eve in front of Adam, Adam was very touched.
他说，这是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉。
Adam said that this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh.
啊，所以借着亚当跟夏娃结合啊，就啊生养所有的人类。
And through the union of Adam and Eve, they were able to give birth to many generations.
所以圣经一开始啊，就记载神设立的婚姻制度。
So from the beginning of the Bible, God instituted marriage.
啊，主耶稣在开始传道里的时候，他也承认了、啊、神所设立的这个制度。
And in the beginning of Lord Jesus' ministry, he also recognized and acknowledged this institute of marriage.
我们看马太福音十九章。
Let's turn to Book of Matthew, chapter 19.
马太福音十九章第四节。
Matthew chapter 19, verse 4.
马太福音十九章第四节
Matthew 19 verse 4
耶稣回答说那起初造人的是造男造女第五节
verse 5
并且说因此人要离开父母与妻子联合 二人成为一体。啊，这个经啊，你们没有练过吗？第六节。
Verse 6。
啊，既然如此，夫妻不再是两个人呢、啊，乃是一体的了。所以神配合的人不可分开。耶稣在回答当时人的质问呢、啊。
So Lord Jesus was actually trying to answer a question.
说人可以不可以休妻？就是离婚呢、啊。
Basically, the question was, is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife?
耶稣说，你们没有读过圣经吗？
And Lord Jesus replied, having you read,
说神起初啊，造了亚当跟夏娃。
That at the beginning, God created Adam and Eve.
然后神说了一句话说，人要离开父母，与妻子联合。
And God said that a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his
wife. 两人成为一体。
And two will become one flesh.
本来夏娃跟亚当啊是一体的关系。
So Adam and Eve are actually one flesh.
因为夏娃就是亚当的肋骨啊。
Because Eve is the rib of Adam.
啊，所以人啊长大了以后啊，夫妻要结合啊，两人成为一体。
So as men grow up, once they have come of the appropriate age, they become husband and wife and become one.
所以说夫妻啊不再是两个人，而是一体的关系。
Husband and wife no longer are two separate bodies, but of one body.
啊，一个身体啊，就不是说谁大谁小的问题，因为是一体的关系啊。
And when you're of one body, there's no argument in terms of who's greater and who's.
夫妻是角色的关系，而不是大小的问题。
Husband and wife are the difference between the different roles, not of the responsibility or importance.
既然是神配合的，人不可分开。
And since it is God who arranged husband and wife to be together, man cannot make the decision.
所以神起初设立婚姻的制度。
So in the beginning, God instituted marriage.
是要让人呐、啊、彼此有伴，互相帮助。
So that the husband and wife can have a companion and to help each other.
啊，在生活当中啊，互相的扶持。
And to support one another in their daily lives.
啊，能够彼此得安慰。
And to be comforted by one another.
啊，也要借着这样啊，生养虔诚的后代祖孙。
And also through the marriage, they will give birth and raise very devout children.
我们看马拉基斯第二章。
Let's turn to Malachi chapter 2.
马拉基斯第二章。
Malachi chapter 2.
十五节。马拉基斯二章十五节。
Malachi chapter 2, verse 15.
我们看十四节。
Let's look at verse 14.
二章十四节。
Malachi chapter 2, verse
14. 说你们还说这是为什么呢？因为神在你和你幼年所起的妻中间做见证，他虽然是你的配额，又是你盟约的妻啊，你却以诡诈待他。十五节。
Verse 15。
虽然神有灵的余力能够造多人，他不是单造一人吗？为何只造一人呢？乃是他愿意人得虔诚的后裔。所以你当谨守你们的心，所以不可以诡诈待他幼年所起的妻。十六节。
16。
耶和华以色列的神说啊，休妻的事和以强暴待妻的都是我所恨恶的，所以当谨守你们的心啊，不可行诡诈，这是万军的神说的。神说这个以色列人啊，他们行了恶事。
So here God condemned the Israelites that they did,
就是把他们幼年所娶的妻啊，把他离弃了。
Which is to separate the wife of their youth.
啊，所以让这些妻子啊，在神的祭坛前啊，在那边哭泣。
So that these widows essentially were crying in front of God's altar.
所以神说啊，你们既然这样做啊，你们无论怎么献礼物啊，神都不悦纳。
And God then condemned these Israelites that if you had done so, no matter what you do in front of the altar, I would not find.
因为他们诡诈待妻子。
Because they have treated their wives with dishonesty.
他们呢，把那个盟约的妻子啊，把它休掉了。
And separated the wife who have been given to them in this covenant.
他说这个婚姻的制度啊，是在神的面前呢、啊， 在人的面前订立契约。
So this marriage covenant is actually set before man and before God.
所以夫妻这个盟约的关系啊，不能够废掉的。
And this covenant, this relationship cannot be broken.
因为有神做见证。
Because God serves as the witness.
所以休妻呢，以诡诈待妻子的，说这个是神所厌恶的。
So those who have broken faith with their wife, and also those who treat their wife with violence, are ones that are despised.
因为神本来造婚姻的制度啊，啊有他的用意在。
God had His purpose in establishing marriage.
说神本来有能力啊，可以像造天使一样，一下子造千千万万的天使。
God could have created like the way he created the angels and
那可以同样一下子造千千万万的人
and he could have created thousands and multi-thousands of men
但神却不要这样做
but God did not do so
主造亚当一个人
and God only created Adam
然后为亚当啊造一个配偶
and then he made a partner for Adam.
所以一开始啊，神就是设立了这个一夫一妻，而且是一体的关系。
And so that from the beginning of time, God established this one man and one woman marriage, and also the fact that they're of one flesh.
目的就是要让人借着这个婚姻的制度啊，来得到一些虔诚的后裔。
And the purpose is so that a man can produce offsprings through this marriage relationship.
所以神设立婚姻呢、啊，就是要让人能够得到虔诚的后代祖孙。
So he established marriage so that man can have godly offspring.
也要让人呢、啊、在生活当中来享受人伦的喜乐跟满足。
And that man can receive.The joy and peace from having a family.
我们看《传道书》第九章。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter
9. 传道书九章第九节。
Ecclesiastes 9 verse 9.
传道书九章第九节。
Ecclesiastes 9:9.
九章九节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 9.
说在你一生虚空的年日，就是神赐给你在日光之下。虚空的人日，当同你所爱的妻啊，快活度日，因为那是你生前在日光之下劳碌的事上所得的份。这里讲到说，我们的人生啊，充满的劳苦。
And so this verse tells us that there's a lot of hard labor in our life.
那人生最后的结果啊，就是虚空。
And the end result of life is really meaningless.
因为你所劳碌最后的结果都没有办法永远存着。
Because whatever you receive from your labor cannot last forever.
没有办法带什么来，将来没有办法带什么走。
Since we did not bring anything to this earth, we cannot bring anything with us.
但是在我们一生的年日当中啊，神给我们一个温暖幸福的家庭生活。
However, throughout our days on this earth, God gives us a very loving family life.
就是要让我们在虚空的年度啊，能够享受人伦的啊家庭的温暖呢 啊家庭的幸福。
So that we can receive this joy and warmth from our family while we're on earth.
啊，这是我们在生活当中啊，神是给我们的一种福分。
And this is a blessing that God gives us in our life.
那所以。本来我们人生啊已经很多的劳苦患难了。
So that even though we have all this toil and suffering on this earth,
如果我们的家庭生活啊不能够得到满足的话，我们人生真的没有什么意义啊。
And if our family life is still discontent, then there's really no meaning to life.
那所以有的人啊家庭失掉了幸福以后啊，那整个人生啊那就觉得很绝望。
So for some people, when they lose a perfect, a warm, and loving family, they become very despaired.
啊，家庭的温暖呢、啊，是我们人虚空的人生当中，神所赐给我们的福分。
And having a warmth in our family life is definitely a blessing from God.
所以我们应当在婚姻上啊，好好的去经营啊。
So that's why we must be carefully manage our marriage.
好像我们在经营事业一样啊。啊，会 用心呢、啊。啊、去经营它
Just like how、when we're managing our business, we must put in the time and effort.
当然有时候我们、啊、夫妻、啊、来自不一样的家庭不一样的生活背景环境
Sometimes the husband and wife come from different family backgrounds.、
啊、有时候思想观念、啊、不太一样
And having grown up in different、situations, they do vary in their value system.、
啊、应当、啊、坦诚的互相的沟通彼此的宽容帮助
And therefore, they must always have open communication and have enough tolerance and love to support one another.
啊，彼此之间啊，要互相的接纳啊，然后彼此慢慢的调试。
And to accept one another and love, and also be able to have the flexibility to adjust.
啊，能够慢慢的夫妻啊，就越来啊，啊能够啊越同心啊，能够真正的建立一个啊和谐的家庭。
Then slowly they'll learn to work with one heart and to establish、a loving family.
那圣经里面讲到说，这个夫妻之间呢、啊，是一个身体的关系。
So the Bible tells us that husband and wife has this relationship of、one body.
我们看以弗所书第五章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书第五章。
Ephesians chapter 5.
二十二节
Ephesians chapter 5 verse 22
以弗所书五章二十二节
Ephesians 5:22
说你们做妻子的当顺服自己的丈夫如同顺服主二十三节
23
因为丈夫是妻子的头如同基督是教会的头又是教会全体的救主二十四节
24
教会怎样顺服基督妻子也要怎样凡事顺服丈夫二十五节
25.
你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子正如基督、啊、爱教会为教会舍己我们跳过来看二十八节
Let's skip to 28
二十八节
28.
丈夫当爱妻子、啊、如同爱自己的身体爱妻子便是爱自己啦二十九节
29.
从来没有人恨恶自己的身子总是保养顾惜正像基督爱教会一样、哦、因为我们是他身上的肢体、哦、所以保罗在这里用这个基督跟教会的关系 来谈到夫妻之间的关系
So Paul here uses the relationship between the church and Christ to discuss the relationship between husband and wife.
啊，我们刚刚谈过说啊，这个夫妻不是大小，而是角色的问题。
Earlier we mentioned that husband and wife do not differ in terms of you know importance, but rather in terms of roles.
有的姐妹读到这里说啊，丈夫是头啊，啊要顺服丈夫啊，啊就很不服气。
Some sisters disagree with the verse that says, you know, husband is the head of the family.
啊，事实上啊，圣经讲的没有错。头虽然啊，头好像看起来很大，实际上啊，头的责任也很重。
But the Bible is right in that if you look at the head of a family, it looks like a very important role because it has a lot of responsibilities.
啊，这个头要负家庭成败之责。
So this head must take on the responsibilities and be accountable for the family.
啊，所以亚夏娃先去啊吃善恶果啊，后来神在追究责任，没有讲夏娃，是讲亚当。
So even though Eve ate from the tree of good and evil, but when God talked about you know who is responsible for this, he actually
因为他没有把这个家庭照顾好啊，所以他要负责任。
Because Adam did not take care of this family, he must take the responsibility.
啊，所以这个头啊，这个责任很重。
And so this head has great duties, great responsibilities.
所以有时候也会常常真的会很头痛。
And therefore, that's why you get headaches.
那、啊、这个从圣经里面看呢、啊，做丈夫的要爱妻子。
So if we look at the from a biblical perspective,
说好像爱自己的身体一样。
Just as the way he loves his own body.
啊，除非一个人呢、啊、脑筋有问题啊，才会伤害自己的身体。
So unless a person has some mental problems, a person would not harm his own body.
啊，所以对自己的身体总是保养顾惜。
Most people really care for their bodies.
丈夫对自己的妻子也是一样。
In the same way, that's how husbands should treat
their wives. 好像基督啊，为着爱教会，为教会舍己。
Just the same way as because of Christ's love for the church, he gave up his life.
他说这个教会啊，就顺服基督啊，啊为基督而活。
And therefore, the church submits to Christ and lives for Christ.
所以做妻子的也是一样，爱丈夫啊，啊为丈夫而活。
So in the same way, wives also love their husbands and also live.
所以我们慢慢的去体会啊，会觉得这个夫妻之间的亲密啊，啊夫妻之间的啊非常奥秘的地方。
If we really understand this passage and we have life experience, then we know that this is a very great and mysterious
relationship. 所以我们要建立一个幸福美满的家庭，要从夫妻之间的关系开始建立起。
So to have a very loving family, we must start with a loving relationship.
因为有和谐的夫妻之间的关系，你才能够对长辈谈上孝顺。
You must first have a very harmonious husband and wife relationship in order to show respect and be respectful to your elders.
啊，对晚辈才能够有好的教育。
And to give great guidance and education to the next generation.
夫妻之间的关系如果不好的话，你对长一辈对晚辈的关系啊，就会跟着受影响。
If there's problems in the marriage between the husband and wife, then it will also affect the relationship to the elders and to the next generation.
所以夫妻是建设家庭的一个最重要的基础。
So husband and wife, this relationship is the foundation to establishing a family.
要有健全的家庭啊，要先有健全的夫妻的关系。
In order to have a godly family, you must first have godly husband and wife.
要让这个家庭的关系好啊，就是要学习美好的属灵生活。
And to have a good family life, we must learn to have a very good spiritual cultivation within the family.
所以，纯正的信仰是我们人生方向的一个指南，也是我们幸福的源头。
And so having pure faith is really the guidance to our family life and also the origin, the source of our happiness.
我们看诗篇128篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 128.
诗篇128篇。
Psalm 128.
这一篇呢，有的人说这是一个非常美好的一个幸福的家庭的一幅图画。
And some people say that this is a beautiful depiction of a loving family.
很多人啊很喜欢这一首歌。
And many people love the psalm.
这个是列在那个以色列人的上行之诗里面。
This is a song of ascents.
这个上行之诗啊，就是以色列人他们要到圣殿里面去拜神啊，他们要走上那个台阶啊，大概15层的台阶。
The song of ascents means that when the Israelites want to go worship, worship God in the Holy Temple, they must walk up 15 steps.
每上一个台阶啊，就唱一首诗歌。
And for every step that they take up the stairs, they sing a line of the psalm.
所以从这个很远的地方然后进到神的殿子里面。
So from far away, they walk up step by step into the temple.
所以每一首诗歌到最后就是跟神的关系越亲近。
So as they walk up or as they sing the psalm, the last verse is often the one that shows the closest relationship.
所以这个上行之诗总共15首。
So there are 15 songs of descent.
从120到134。
From Psalm 120 to 134.
这个128里面说到敬畏神的人神怎么束缚他跟他的家庭。
So in Psalm 128, it talks about for those who fear the Lord, how does God bless him and his family?
第一节跟第四节。
Let's look at verse 1 and verse 4.
说你敬畏神所生的道，就是这样得福气。
So blessed are those who fear the Lord, and thus is the man blessed who fears the Lord.
第二节说神让你能够事情顺利。能够让你享福，能够享受劳碌的成果。
Verse 2, it says that you will eat the fruit of your labor, blessings and prosperity will be yours.
第三节说神是给你有一个幸福美满的家庭生活。
And verse 3 tells, it says that essentially God will bless you with a very loving family.
妻子在内室好像多结果子的葡萄树。
That your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house.
啊，儿女啊，围着桌子好像橄榄摘子成长。
And your sons will be like olive shoots around your table.
那所以是一个家庭的美满幸福啊，啊，在神的恩中啊，啊，成长的一个家庭。
So this is a family that's very loving and growing in God's blessings.
啊，第五节说啊，神透过锡安呐，祝福给你。
And verse 5 says that may the Lord bless you from Zion.
因为你敬畏神呢，啊，所以神就透过锡安呐，就属灵的教会啊，祝福去给你。
And because you fear the Lord, God will bless you through Zion, which is the spiritual church.
你可以看到一生一世可以看到耶路撒冷的好处。
So all the days of your life, you may see the prosperity of Jerusalem.
因为你关心神的家，啊，神就祝福你的家。
Because you care for God's household, God cares for your household.
啊，第六节说啊，你可以看到你儿女的儿女。
And verse 6 says that may you live to see your children's children.
啊，就是让你啊，看到儿女在神的恩中成长，啊，让你能够啊，长寿健康，能够享受天伦之乐。
And essentially, we can infer that it's telling us that may God bless you so that you can see your godly offspring and that you may live.
所以这是一个敬畏神所生的道蒙福的家庭。
Along a healthy life. And so from all these verses, we can see that if we fear the Lord, God will bless us with a loving family.
所以我们有一个正确的信仰，有神啊，在我们家中。
So if we have the right views towards our faith, then God will be in our household.
夫妻能够带着全家人呢，一起敬畏神。
And so we can bring our whole family to come to fear God.
一起歌颂，一起服侍。
And to praise and to serve God.
啊，在神的恩当中啊，彼此分享，彼此造就。
And to share and edify one another in God's blessings.
啊，这样可以建设一个蒙神祝福的家庭。
And through these ways, we can establish a family that's blessed by God.
啊，我们谈第二个啊，就是殷勤教育你的儿女。
Let's talk about the second point, which is to educate our children.
啊，这也是我们要建设一个幸福的家庭啊，非常重要的地方。
This is a key to having a loving, a blessed family.
我们看以弗所书第六章。
Let's turn back to Ephesians chapter 6.
以弗所书第六章
Ephesians 6
第三节
Verse 3
以弗所书六章第三节
Ephesians chapter 6 verse 3
说你们做父亲的不要辱儿女的气只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们、哦、这里讲到这个做父亲的 要好好的教养儿女
He says that as a father and mother, teach your children.
他说不要惹儿女的气啊，就是不要有不合理的管教啊，让孩子啊失掉了志气。
And in verse 4 it says, do not exasperate your children.
啊，要照着主的教训和警戒啊来养育他们。
And we must bring our children up in the training instruction of the Lord.
我们刚刚讲到说啊，这个父亲是啊，做徒啊，就是一家这个家庭的家长。
We mentioned earlier that husband is the head of our household.
所以他要负起一家成败的责任。
So that the husband must take on the responsibilities.
所以家庭失败了以后，神追究责任呢、啊，是追究父亲的责任。
And if the family falls apart or fails, then God will blame it on the husband.
啊，因为他是头啊，做母亲的是来协助父亲。
As his father, he is the head, and the mother's role is to support the father.、
啊、所以有的人呢、啊、说啊，我的太太没有把孩子教好。
So some people complain that my wife has done the terrible job of raising my kids, and this is wrong.
那我们看到这里啊，神叫以色列人说，你们要做儿女，要听从父母，要孝顺父母。
So here it says, for those of you who are children, you must respect and honor your father and mother.
儿女孝顺父母啊，对父母都要孝顺。 儿女啊，对父母要孝顺。
So the children must honor the father and mother.
但是讲到这个教养儿女啊，圣经都是讲父亲的责任。
But in terms of teaching the children, training and instruction of the Lord, it's always referring to pointing at the.
特别说啊，你们做父亲的。
It's always pointing at the father.
啊，要怎么做？
So for those of you who are fathers, you should do X and Y.
因为丈夫是头啊，是这个家庭的成败的负责的人。
Because husband is the head of the household and must take all responsibilities.
啊，所以我们刚刚谈过说啊。亚当跟夏娃失败了，但是神就追究亚当的责任。
So this is why we mentioned example earlier when Adam and Eve failed, God sought responsibility.
因为他没有把这个家庭照顾好。
Accountability from Adam because he did not take care of the family.
没有尽到父的责任。
He did not fulfill his responsibilities as the head of the family.
他说：“儿女是神所赐的产业。”
We also know that children are the inheritance that God gives to the husband and wife.
所以真正我们人生的成功啊，不是你有很多的事业。
So our true success in life is not measured by how much wealth or how.
虽然你本身有很高的成就。
Even though you might have great personal achievements.
你的事业很成功。
And your business is doing very well.
但是儿女的教育如果没有成功啊，不算是成功的人。
But if you fail in educating your children, then you will not be deemed as a successful person.
哦，因为我们最后真正的产业就是我们的儿女。
Because our true inheritance on this earth is our children.
我们看以赛亚书五十四章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 54.
以赛亚书五十四章。
Isaiah 54.
十三节。
Verse 13.
以赛亚书五十四章十三节
Isaiah chapter 54 verse 13
说你的儿女都要受神的教训你的儿女就大享平安那这里讲到说啊，我们要殷勤教育我们的儿女啊。
Here it says we must diligently instruct our children
因为他们如果敬畏神所神的道啊，我们就不用烦恼了
Because if they all obey and follow God's commandments, then we will not have to worry.
因为他们领受神的教训啊，自然神看顾他们，他们就会大享平安。
Because they will be taught by the Lord, Lord will watch over them, and they will receive peace.
所以说啊，要教导儿女啊，让他们在神的恩中成长。
So that's why we must instruct our children so that they grow up in the grace and blessings of God.
才能够在神的面前、人的面前呐、得到喜爱。
Then our children will find favor in front of man and in front of God.
所以圣经里面谈到这个撒母耳啊，虽然都是一个很小的孩子。
In the Bible, we know that even though Samuel was just a very young child,
因为他是妈妈祷告得来的。
Because he was conceived from his mother's prayers.
虽然断奶了以后啊，妈妈就把他送到会幕，在那边服侍神。
Even though right after he was weaned from his mother, he was sent to serve in front of God.
圣经里面说啊，撒母耳虽然很小啊，但是他慢慢长大当中啊，神跟人呐、都喜爱他。
And we know that the Bible says even though Samuel was of a young age, but he found favor in front of man.
因为众人可以看到说神的恩啊就在他的身上。
Because everyone could see that God's blessings were upon him.
而主耶稣也是一样。
Same way with our Lord Jesus.
他虽然很小啊，他也是生长在这个玛利亚的家庭里面。
Even though he was of a very young age and growing up in Mary's household.
说他的智慧跟着他的身量啊一起成长。
We know that he grew in stature and wisdom.
说神的爱跟人的爱也不断的一直增加。
And that God's love and also man's love towards him increase as well.
因为有神的恩啊在他的身上所以能够得到神的爱得到人的爱。
Because he had God's grace with him, that's why he was able to receive both love from man and from God.
所以就是我们在教养孩童啊要让他们智慧身量一起增长。
So in our instruction to our children, we must help them to grow in stature and in wisdom.
能够让他们有神的恩在他身上，有神的爱，有人的爱，也不断的增加。
and to see that our children have the continuous blessings and love from man and from God.
所以我们一定要教导我们的孩子啊，那个敬畏神。
So that's why we must teach our children to fear God.
因为他是造物主真神啊，他掌管我们人的一生命运。
Because this God is the creator of all things, and this God is the one who controls our life.
啊，教导儿女啊，能够顺服神的教训。
And we must teach our children to obey the commandments of God.
啊，借着圣经的带领啊，借着圣灵的带领，借着圣经的教训啊，都能够遵守。
And through the guidance of the Holy Spirit and through the teachings of the Bible, the child
啊，能够养成美好的品格，很自然就能够得到神跟人之间的爱。
And have godly qualities, in order to be loved by man and by God. And by God.
我刚刚谈到说啊。这个这父母亲的爱儿女啊，这是天性啊。
We know that it is human instinct. It's natural for parents to love their children.
但是儿女要孝顺父母啊，要教。
But in order for the children to honor their parents, it's something we must teach our children.
所以小的时候就要教导他们呢、啊，在主里听从父母。啊，那个孝顺父母，让他们一生蒙福。
So from a very young age, we must teach our children to learn to honor and respect their parents.
哎，孝顺父母啊，就是一个听从，一个尊重，一个照顾父母的生活。
And to honor the parents, you must first listen, then you must respect, and you also be submissive and obey.
这个是我们从小的时候就要给小孩子应该有的一种观念。
And these are the values we must teach our children from a very young age.
啊，从小的时候就要学习怎么尊重啊，敬啊，孝敬父母。
So from a very young age, we teach them how to respect and how to pay honor towards the parents.
因为教导孩童啊，让他们走在正路上面，啊，他们到老的时候才不会偏离。
We must teach them to walk on the right path from a very young age, so that they do not stray from this path.
我们如果好好教养孩童啊，我们以后的生活我们就能够得享安息。
If we instruct our children correctly from a young age, then we will have peace as parents ourselves.
第二个就是关心我们儿女的生活起居。
And the other is to pay attention to our children's daily habits.
小孩子小的时候他一些生理的状况，心理的状况啊，做母亲的要去了解。
Parents must pay special attention to their children's health and also physical and emotional well-being.
啊，有一个孩子啊，啊，他已经长大两岁了，啊，还不会讲话。
So there's this child who's already 2 years old and still cannot speak.
啊，他就有一个习惯了、啊，就是看到门了、啊、就很喜欢了、啊，就门了、啊、在那边推进推出，哎，再怎么劝他就不离开。
But he has this habit that whenever he sees a door, he tries to push and pull the door, and you can't even distract the child from doing so.
啊，他妈妈就觉得说，他孩子好像不太一样。
So the mother thought that this child might be a little.
他只是觉得说，孩子个性比较固执。
And she only thought that maybe this child is very stubborn.
啊，或者是成长比较缓慢一点。
Or is a little slow in her growth at this young age.
啊，到了快三岁的时候啊，后来医生才跟他讲说，你孩子有那个自闭症的现象。
So.
自闭症。
Autism. Okay. So at around age 3, the doctor told the mother that your child has autism.
那医生跟他讲哦，你这个孩子要在三岁以前呢、啊，啊，就要矫正，不然的话。以后要矫正就很困难了。
And you must correct the child before this child turns 3, will be very difficult in the future.
他在小的时候啊，就知道说有一些现象不太一样，但是他没有特别的注意。
So this mother, from ever since the child was really young, had noticed these unusual behavior, but never paid much attention. But thank God that she discovered it in time.
啊，就及时给他一些纠正啊，啊，帮助对他有帮助。
And we're able to correct some of the child's behavior.
但是说，如果早一点发现、早一点治疗的话，啊，应该对他的那个修正会比较好一点。
But the doctor also said if the mother had discovered this much earlier, then the child would have improved.
所以有时候父母亲啊，对自己孩子的成长啊。啊，健康的状况、生理的状况啊，还有时候要特别敏感一点。
So, as parents, we must be very sensitive to our children's physical and mental well-being.
有时候看到他的那个，有的是视力不是很好啦，或者是有的啊身体的皮肤颜色不对啦，或者有很多生理状况不一样的啊，啊，我们应当啊特别注意。
And there are different situations our child might encounter. Some children do not have really good eyesight, or some children.
另外一个就是要注意孩子的心理是不是健康。
So we must be careful in their physical behaviors. Another is their mental.
有的比较自卑，比较孤僻。
Some children are more antisocial.
有时候啊，在谈话当中啊，对一些事情啊，很喜欢批评。
Or some children in their conversation show that they'd like to criticize others.
啊，有时候啊，随便乱花钱。
Or children who do not have a good self-control.
啊，或者是甚至有的人啊，不去上课。
And some children even skip class.
有的父母亲啊，只顾自己的工作啊，啊，对孩子的一些生活习惯啊，已经偏差了，但是自己都没有在注意。
Some parents are so busy with their own career that they not pay too much attention to their children's unusual behavior.
所以对孩子的生活啊、啊生理啊、健康啊、他的心理发展啊，啊都要常常特别注意。
So that's why, as parents, we must pay special attention to their physical growth, well-being, and also their mental well-being.
孩子渐渐长大了以后，他会交一些朋友。
And as the children grow up, they will make friends.
啊，当然有些朋友对他有帮助。
Of course, some friends are beneficial to them.
但是如果交到一些不好的朋友啊，会对他的生活有一些负面的影响。
But if they make friends with some not so good friends, then there will be a negative.
所以，对父母亲的对孩子所交的朋友啊，要去了解。
So that's why parents must take time to get to know their children's friends.
啊，那有时候我们发现说孩子交的朋友好像不是很好的时候啊，我们不要一下子就跟他作对，让他跟父母的关系变成造成很紧张。
And once we find out that some of the friends aren't what you would call as ideal friends, please do not have direct conflicts with your children, but slowly talk to your children.
做母亲的一开始要有接纳的心理，啊，然后慢慢去观察，啊，然后再来辅导你的孩子。
Parents must first have a tolerant heart, and then after through detailed observations, then try to speak to their children.
啊，帮助他来选择一些对他有帮助的朋友。
And to help the children in selecting friends that are more beneficial.
啊，因为你如果常常在他面前呢、啊，一直批评他的朋友什么，他一般呢、啊、就很难接受。
And
所以你在要辅导他，可能就很困难。
And please don't try to criticize the friends, their friends who probably have negative influence, because then the child will actually just be, will go against.
啊，做父母亲的人呢、啊，要从小的时候就要注重培养亲子之间的感情。
And from a very young age, parents also must pay attention to nurturing the relationship between the child and the parents.
防止这个所谓的代沟啦，就是父母跟儿女之间的一些呀、啊。啊，沟通上不良的地方。
To do as much as possible to prevent the so-called generation gap.
作为做父母亲的要主动啊，亲近孩子啊，找到话题啊，跟他们讨论，跟他们聊天。
So as parents, we must proactively reach out to our children and find conversation topics to communicate with.
东方的家庭啊，都是父母亲啊比较有威严。
In Eastern families, For families of Eastern ethnicities, a lot of times, parents,
所以对孩子啊没有办法低下来，用好像比较平等的朋友一样的对待。
There seems to be a hierarchy within the family. It's very difficult for the parents to kind of lower their status to talk to their children.
有时候跟孩子之间呢、啊，就是用教训的方法。
And many times the conversation between the parents to the children is are just instructional.
啊，所以这样就没有办法啊，让孩子跟父母之间很容易接近。
And therefore, it makes it very difficult for the children to feel close to the parents and be able to speak what's on their mind.
那怎样跟孩子啊保持很亲密的一种交通啊，很重要。
And it's important to maintain this close relationship and communication with our children.
啊，所以常常跟孩子在一起啊。啊，把自己的姿态放低啊，然后跟他们谈啊，你就可以在谈话当中啊，了解孩子的世界。
If as parents we can put ourselves in our children's shoes, lower our so-called status, then you'll be able to understand your children.
啊，所以常常让孩子啊，谈谈他们的生活环境，他们所交的朋友啊，学校的情形。
And ask our children to talk about, you know, how their life is going, their friends, and, you know, what's happening in school.
父母亲要学会倾听啊，你要听孩子。
And parents must learn to listen to the children.
让他把他的事情讲出来啊，你才能够了解，才能够有办法去帮助他。
To make the children comfortable in talking about what's going on in their lives in order to help us as parents to understand their children.
啊，当然有时候我们听到一些啊，跟我们啊。观念不一样，或者是我们很难接受的一些啊事情。
And a lot of times we will encounter conflicts in terms of you know values.
做父母亲的不要一听了以后就生气。
There might be situations that are in direct conflict to our belief, but please do not be angry.
啊，应当啊，用比较接纳的立场啊，听孩子把他的事情讲完啊，然后再我们冷静的去帮助他分析。
But try to finish listening to the children, be tolerant, and help the child to analyze the situation.
啊，能够啊，设法来帮助他。
And to find ways to support.
假如说我们一开口啊，对孩子所讲的，我们就不认同，而且用一种责备的语气呀、啊，这个孩子没有办法接受，他以后啊，可能他就不跟你讲话了。
If from the very beginning we speak with a very disagreeing tone. Or even in tone of rebuke, then in the future the child might not even bring anything up to you.
啊，这是东方的父母亲啊比较容易犯的毛病。
So this is a mistake that's often made by parents from the
啊没有办法才比较低的姿态啊跟孩子啊沟通，这是我们要学习的。
And Asian parents have a hard time kind of putting ourselves in the children's shoes and to be able to communicate with our children.
他说我们对孩子啊要啊多的鼓励啊啊少的责备。
We should try to encourage our children more than we rebuke them.
啊，当然不是说啊是非不分呐、啊。
And of course, this is not to say that we
不对还是不对。
Regardless, right or wrong, we always encourage them. If it's wrong, it is wrong.
啊，但是那个在西方的社会大概比较强调啊。啊，对孩子的鼓励这方面。
But we must encourage the positive reinforcements and
啊，强调积极面。
And to be proactive in our encouragement.
啊，东方的社会就不是这样了。
And this is often not the case in the Asian countries.
啊，比如说小孩子啊，他把他的成绩单拿回来。
So for example, when our children bring home their report cards,
啊，考试考二十道题
，and there are 20 questions.
他有十五题对，啊，五题错了。
He got 15 right and 5 wrong.
啊，如果在西方的父母大概会鼓励他，哎，不错，你做对了十五题。
American parents will probably say, "Oh, great job! You got 15 right."
哦，还不错啊。
Pretty good.
啊，用鼓励的方式。
So the American parents would speak in a tone.
但是东方的父母大概会看说你怎么错了五题。
Tone of encouragement, but for Asian parents, a lot of times they would say, "How come you got 5 wrong?"
啊，你怎么错这么多
？How come there's you made so many errors?
啊，因为我们以前受的教育啊，就是你要考，你如果没有考100分啊，差一分要打一下。
Because it's probably the way we grew up. If we got one question wrong, we get beat once. So if you did not get 100, you'll definitely get beaten for.
啊，我们小的时候是这样的教育长大。
And if we grew up with such discipline.
那所以怎样啊？修正我们这些观念哦，啊，怎么帮助孩子啊，能够比较积极啊，上进。
So how do we correct our way of disciplining our children so that we can always encourage them in with a positive attitude?
啊，强调那个积极的哈、啊，鼓励啊，让他觉得说，哎，他有一些成就啊，做得不错啊，更加的努力上进。
So to give them positive reinforcement to encourage them to do better next time.
啊，这希望比较强调这方面。
And this is the way of that's more popular.
啊，但是有时候、啊、错了以后啊，他也不跟他讲啊，你错了，哎，说还不错不错啊，这个就是素未不婚了，这样也不对。
But if the child has done something wrong, and yet the parents still try to say, "Oh, you did a pretty decent job," then that's not a good either.
东方的孩子比东方的父母比较会啊比较。
Also Asian parents like to do comparison.
比如说，同样有几个孩子啊。
So for example, if there are a number of
还有的啊比较好，还有的比较差。
Some are more well behaved and some are less well behaved.
啊，但是啊，做父母亲的常常会对那个比较差说：“你怎么这么笨呢、啊？啊，你怎么没有办法像你哥哥、像你姐姐这样？”
Parents often would tell the one who's less well behaved, that how come you're nothing like your older brother or your older sister?
啊，所以有些啊比较啊。比较在父母亲看起来 啊比较啊不是那么好的孩子啊，有的最后就会自暴自弃，
so,
因为他上吊自信心。
So for some children who are constantly rebuked or being compared to the children who are better than them, they often end up being lacking self-confidence.
事实上啊，神给每一个人不一样的聪明智慧跟能力。
But in fact, God gave every one of us different kind of talent and wisdom.
所以不应该啊彼此互相的比较。
So we should not compare ourselves to others.
因为每一个人的个性、他的性向啊、兴趣啊都不一样。
Because every one of us has a different type of personality, different interests.
所以做父母亲的啊，应当针对儿女的特性啊啊来帮助他们成长。
So as parents, we must recognize the personalities, the unique differences amongst the children, and to help them to grow.
他说：“我今天早上就谈两点呢、啊。”
So this morning, just mentioned two points.
一个就是怎样建立夫妻啊啊很坚固的感情。
First is to the importance in how husband and wife should.
因为这是家庭建设的基础。
Strong relationship between husband and wife is the foundation to a family.
啊，再来就是怎么样培养亲子之间呢啊亲密的关系。
And second is to how to establish a close relationship between the parents and the children.
啊，按照神的旨意来带领啊教养我们的下一代。
And to instruct our next generation using the teachings of the Bible.
我们来唱诗337首。
Let's all sing hymn 337.
337.
337.